Bears Talk is powered by Xfinity.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Bears Talk from PNC Studio here at Hallisaw with my broadcast partner, Tom Thayer, from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, and Alex Brown, one of our favorite players of Bears gone by. Still can play. I maintain that. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. The guy's fit to hit and ready to roll, but he's back with us for a second version of Bears Talk. Welcome back.
Wish
we had better news, right?
I know.
Wish we had better news.
It's tough right now.
Yeah, it is.
Let's stay the course, though. Let's see.
And in order to do that, let's dig into our topics, improve and how, I guess, is the big question. We thought there were improvements, and there were, in the Vikings game. And now you've slipped back, and you just hope you don't continue to go two steps back to go one step forward, right, fellas?
Well, that's kind of the topic of everyday practice in NFL life, is you have to go out there every day with your the idea of improving. Dick Stanfield always used to say, as long as your arrow's pointing up, you're going to get coached. As soon as your arrow starts pointing down, then we have to look for somebody to replace you. And that should be set in the mind of every football player today, making sure that you go out there with your practice, no matter what the record is, with your intentions and improving. And I think this is a football team where the defense is getting better. You're seeing players that are a real factor in the football game. They go out there and they have really impressive performances. I said the other night on the TV show, if I was a football offense that was getting ready to play the Bears, I would be concerned because of how well the defense can play. Up front on the defensive line, pass rushing ability, you know, even in their coverage downfield. So, you know, yeah, improve. But I think the real question is on the offensive side of the ball. How can you become more efficient? And that's going to be the challenge every single day for Dow Loggins, the offensive coordinator, that it has to spill over to the practice field. You know, better decisions have to be made, more efficient, out of the passing game that complements Jordan Howard and the rest of the running backs in the running game. So with every single day you go out in the practice field, your intentions better be to improve.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I think you have to look on both sides. I mean, I think the glaring things are on the offensive side, but for the defensive side, you got to be nitpicky. If you want to be good, if you want to be great, you got to be nitpicky, and you got to understand you have to play consistent football on a play-to-play basis. You have to, and you have 10 guys doing the right thing, and you got one guy doing it wrong, then you're in trouble. It makes the defense look bad. So, and I think we see a lot of that. We see 8-9 guys playing hard and doing what they're supposed to do at a time. It's the other two that's really making the defense look bad.
Well, and to that point, and your point about arrow pointing up or arrow pointing down, arrow might be pointing down for some of these guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly who right now.
Oh,
but,
you know who. Well, oh, you know who. Yeah. Oh, you know who.
Well, no, my point is, though, some of these are young guys that are still learning this game. Mm-hmm. How long do you live with that, I guess, and still not get too deep in a hole?
Well, there's a lot of judgments on that. If you're going out there and making physical mistakes, and they can be coached and you can be helped on the practice field, that spills into the game field. But if you're out there making repeated mental mistakes, those are unforgiven. And you have the opportunity not only to study in meetings, but invest your personal time in studying at home. It's easy to take your tablet home and go out there and study what you've been going through at practice. Make sure that your assignments are perfectly memorized. Under any circumstances on the field, you know exactly what you're doing. And those are the types of things that coaches have the strict evaluation to look at, because they're out there every day with them. And if a player's asking me questions about information that's repeated to them in the meeting room, then you have to consider making some changes. If you have the physical mistakes that a player can't overcome, then you have to consider making changes. So that's every player, whether you're a rookie or you're in your 10th year, you are judged critically on the way you're performing to make this team a better football team that's trying to reach a playoff opportunity.
If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Are you willing to live with young mistakes?
Yeah, I mean, for a period of time, yeah, because I need to see improvement. I have to see that. I have to see guys, excuse me, I have to see guys getting better. I can't see the same mistakes. So if you're making a mistake week 3, I can't see the same mistake week 10. I can't live with that, even if you're a first-year, second-year player. You have to learn. You have to grow.
On all three phases of the ball, too. I mean, this is offense, defense, special teams. Because I think the special teams, they have to be included in the overall performance of a football team. So if I have a guy that maybe doesn't have the athleticism to uphold the difficult tasks of being on the special teams, then I have to consider personnel moves there. So it is offense, defense, special teams are all equally as important.
And this is a production. We're in a production business. Like, you have to be productive. You can't just be out there, I'm doing my job. You got to make plays. I saw HJQ, they were doubling. They were trying to take away Mike Evans on the touchdown to break. All he got to do is turn around. When Mike Evans runs an out route, well, Porter has him now. All he has to do is turn around. He completely turns his back to the tight end. It opens up that seam. That was an easy pick. Easy. Jameis Winston would have never saw him. But you got to make plays. Like, I understand doing your job, but you also have to make plays, too. And that's what it boils down to, I think. I think with this type of team, you have to understand there are no mistakes that you can make on the defensive side because your team isn't good enough. It reminds me a lot of the 05 team because we couldn't make mistakes. I mean, we in 04, we saw we'd lose games. We'd only give up 10 points, but we lost because our offense could only score 7, you know? We lost to Detroit. We made them kick 4 field goals. Oh, it's still bothering me. We scored 10 points. We held them to 4 field goals. 2002, we played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who ended up winning the Super Bowl. We hold them to 5 field goals. We still lose.
I remember that game.
Like, I don't get it. Like, and that's the mentality you have to have with this type of football team because, honestly, you're not getting anything from special teams. You're not getting the big play. Leonard Floyd made a huge play against Green Bay. We need more of those plays. That sack, fumble, touchdown.
Right.
That.
You already know going in, you're not scoring a lot of points. They scored 20 or more just one time this year. So that's it. And so that puts a great amount of pressure on the defense.
Yep.
Love you. I should say, hey, keep us to 17. We'll be all good to
go. There we go. Yes.
You know, in your cases early on, it was 6-10.
Yeah.
You know, 6 points, 10 points.
Yes.
All right. News at wide receiver isn't good. Alshon Jeffrey gets suspended. 4 games for PED use. He issued a statement this week saying it was an inflammatory supplement that he used that contained a supplement ingredient that was on that banned list. It's a player's responsibility. It's black and white. It's black and white.
Did he send it in? The issue is
it is black and white, and regardless if it happened, it's on the player.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that black and white because I've actually sent stuff in to the NFL, and they'll say, oh, it looks good to me. But remember, you're responsible for everything you put in your body. What the heck does that mean?
That's not fair, right?
That's not fair at all.
That's not fair.
That's not fair to the player because did you do that before or after and just got lucky?
Okay.
No, I did it before.
Okay.
And then I go, okay, well, if that's the case, then I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'll get something that has no questions behind it. EAS was a product that we could use with no question. So I would just use US EAS product. So.
But if you're taking something for inflammation, how is that a PED? What you're trying to do is make your body feel better because of the strains of the sport, of practice, of the game. So, you know, that's where my question mark is. But, you know, every football player on this team should be having the next man up mentality. And